you can stay up here. Two things that he shared with me a couple of days ago that I want to just say to you. One was, he brought up just what he talked about, the destiny that we have, and because of that destiny, the attack of the enemy. And I believe that that attack has caused scars, yeah? Been through some stuff, relationally, things like that. And I feel like now's the time, guys. If there's stuff that we've been through because of the enemy attack that's holding us back from unity, relational discord, because we've been through some stuff, we gotta go after it. People get their feelings hurt, and it's generally valid, it's real, and that pain is real, and if it's not dealt with, it's tough for you to link arms with that guy that you've got memories of from a couple years ago where they kind of threw you under the bus or something happened. And I believe we need to come together. I believe that he's right on. The season is now for us to move into furthering, moving into the destiny the Lord's called us to. And we will be greatly crippled if we don't come together. And then secondly, another thing that he said, I just laughed when he said it because I've heard so many of you say it. He said, I feel like there's a whole bunch of you people here that don't even know why you're here. How many of you have landed in Pagosa Springs in the last few years? You don't even know why you're here. Raise your hand. There it is. There it is. I'm telling you. And you're going, what am I doing here? And I just thought that was so interesting that he brought that up. And I want to encourage you, stick with us. You know, just stay the course and see if the Lord will reveal why you're here. I believe that that season is coming where we're going to have more clarity to why we're here and what we're doing. So what I'd like to do is two things. I would like for, we're going to stand, and I want you to pray a blessing over us. And you brought those prophetic words, and just go ahead and just release those words to us that we would begin to walk. And then secondly, I want to pray for a grace to begin to restore our foundation. We do have strong foundation, but we've got still some relational stuff we've got to deal with, guys. We've got to deal with it. You got to go to them, guys. Man, I don't even know if you know this, but it hurt me 2 years ago when you said this, and I still carry it. I don't want to carry it anymore. Because I want to be able to link arms with you and just let's go. So I want to do those two things. So I'm going to pray for grace to be reconciled, and then I want him to release destiny. So let's all stand. Then we'll go into a time where we'll pray for each other. But ministry teams, don't come up yet. We're going to do this, and then we'll have the ministry teams come up. Lord, here we are in the midst of our moment here. We feel your presence. Lord, we want to respond to this call. And Lord, we know that higher than an assignment that you would call us to, something you care deeper about is our hearts being fully yours, fully in love with you and loving one another the way that you've called us to. And God, I ask right now for power for reconciliation. God, for every disagreement in the past, every time someone has felt looked over, not listened to, for leadership that feels rejected by people they were trying to lead, all of that stuff, God, we just ask right now that you'd give us power in the beginning of this year as we release this prophetic word again over us. God, that you'd bind us together. And Lord, I pray for those that have moved to Pagosa, that have joined Restoration or are in some other fellowship within this city, that just don't really know what they're doing here, and they felt led here by you. Lord, right now I ask that you'd bring them in. Bring them in clearly. Show them why they're here, what they're doing here, what their call is to be joined to this great call. What part do they have to play? So Lord, I ask for both of those things this morning, grace for reconciliation and clear destiny and calling for people that are wondering how they fit into this. Amen.
As Pastor Justin is praying, I have a vision that suddenly there's a lot of basins with water, clean, pure towels. There's a foot washing ministry right now. The foot washing ministry right now. And when we hear the word solemnly, deeply, perdóname, hermano, si te he ofendido. Forgive me, brother, if I have offended you. Forgive me. And there's a ministry right now across the board washing feet. I'm sorry. What beautiful words. I'm so sorry. I was so wrong. I'm sorry. I love you, brother. I love you. I need you. You need each other. Now the prophetic word of the Lord for you is, I have made you a spring of living water. Your waters will flow north, south, east, and west. It will touch many people. But don't let that go to your head, because it is from the headship of the Most High God. You are His servants. You are His waiters. You are His helpers. Special. But there is a spring flowing north, south, east, west. Totally different. A pattern that's different. An anointing that's different. But keep humble, because you will take this pattern to other places and show them what it means to be at one with peace, in peace with God and with one another and with Israel. Israel. As goes Israel, so goes Pagosa Springs. As goes with Pagosa Springs, goes with Israel. The blessings upon Israel are the blessings upon Pagosa Springs. The blessings upon the chosen people are the blessings upon you. So you are one of a kind. So ascend. Ascend. Aliyah to you. Aliyah to you. Aliyah means ascend and return to Zion. Ascend and return to the Most High God. Ascend. Get over this past. Get over the circumstances. Get over the situations. I release this prophetic word upon you. And now the next time I hear about you, it's, oh my God, the Holy Ghost has gotten a hold of you. Fasting and praying is breaking loose all over the place. They're coming from the utmost parts of the world just to feel and experience. It's not a cognitive, conceptual model. It's a spiritual reality. It's a happening. It's a happening. That's what God wants to do with you. And some of you that are more mature, God is saying, you know what? More mature in age, you're seers. You've been hearing the prophetic word of the Lord for so long, and now, and you felt that there was a missing link, but God says, here's the link, and His name is Eretz Israel. You love God's people, love Israel, love the land, love the people. Oh my God, show it in practice, love in action, show it. That's your prophetic destiny. Folks, not many people have it. That's your destiny. In the name of the Lord, Lord, I seal these things, Father God. I seal them, Eloheinu. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you. Make turn and His countenance to you, and He give you His shalom. His peace. Amen. Hallelujah.